Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hi, friends. This is Let's Talk About Myths, Baby. As promised, I'm here with a mini-myth to tide you all over. As I mentioned in the last full-length episode, I'll be putting out 2 mini-myths this week and next to counter the lack of a full-length episode while I'm away in Athens. That's right, Athens. Couldn't be more excited. Literally haven't talked about anything else in my life over the past month. Anyway, we'll have these 2 shorter episodes, and then, once I've had a bit of a time back in Canada, I'll release the next episode in our Iliad saga. So, without further ado. Mini-myth. Ixion. Cloud lover extraordinaire. The sheer volume of women that Zeus wanted to, and indeed did, have sex with is well known to this podcast. Other than the Iliad episodes, I don't know how many I have made that don't reference at least one woman that Zeus wanted and usually got, with or without her consent. Let's be honest, it was usually without. But you may ask, did no one wish to have sex with Hera? Or maybe you didn't ask that because we're just not as concerned with that as the ancient Greeks were. In any event, the answer is yes. Ixion is a king of Thessaly who's promised to marry a woman named Dia. In exchange for this marriage, Ixion is to provide bridal gifts to Dia's father. He invites this man to a banquet, where he'll gift him with rich and impressive gifts. After all, He's being given a woman. He must pay handsomely. But Ixion is not a great dude. He doesn't want to pay for Dia, and so instead, he sets a trap for her father. When he arrives for the banquet, Dia's father falls into a charcoal fire that Ixion has set up, hidden, where his new father-in-law is expected to walk in order to reach the banquet. So I'm picturing a walkway with just a pit to a charcoal fire that the dude just falls into? Anyway, having now killed his father-in-law, Ixion requires purification. Because, as you remember, you can murder all you want in Greek mythology, so long as you exile yourself a little bit and seek purification. Given the nature of this murder, Ixion is having trouble finding someone who will purify him. The lesser gods think that what he's done is pretty damn awful, and they all refuse to purify him. So Ixion moves to the top. He goes to Zeus for purification. Zeus, of course, has done far worse in his long and immortal life, so he immediately is on Ixion's side. Awful dudes gotta stick together, am I right? Side note, is that 2018's official catchphrase? Zeus invites Ixion up to Mount Olympus for this purification. Quite the honor, given the circumstances. Why do we have immortals successfully visiting Mount Olympus? Honestly, I don't know. Sometimes the stories have so little detail that you can't really question why or how something occurs. It just does. And it does because it's required in order to feed the important parts of the story. Like, when Ixion gets to Mount Olympus as a guest of Zeus and what he does when he's up there. But first, I must remind you of the importance of the guest-host relationship. Breaking this bond always results in the most dramatic of tragedies. While Ixion is a guest of Zeus, you see, he finds himself falling in love with Hera. She's irresistible, even when she's the wife of your host who happens to also be the king of the gods and maybe not someone you should be going around angering. Ixion figures that Hera will totally be into this. Her husband cheats on her all the time, and everyone knows it. So surely she's constantly looking for a way to cheat on him in return. Not the worst logic, given the nature of Greek gods. So Ixion falls in love with Hera, though love may be a strong word. Essentially, Ixion wants, desperately, to have sex with Hera. And Zeus finds out. Ixion is lusting after the queen of the gods. And he's not hiding it well. He's making his plan, expecting to seduce Hera to great success. Zeus finds out, though, and in the most Olympian god way, needs to punish Ixion for this slight. So Zeus takes a cloud from the sky, and he transforms the cloud so that it bears the exact likeness of Hera. This cloud, once in the form of a woman, a replica of Hera, takes the name Nephele. One night, when Ixion is just unbelievably drunk, he has sex with Nephele. You see, as magic as Zeus is, she's still a cloud, hence the alcoholic requirement. Thinking he's just fucked the queen of the gods behind Zeus's back, Ixion is very proud of himself. Hera, on the other hand, is troubled. She doesn't like the idea that this man believes he's had sex with her, even if it's not true. She needs him punished. Something new and different for Hera, right? Actually, I suppose it is, because now she's punishing a man. What a concept. Hera needs Ixion punished, so she goes to Zeus, ignoring the fact that he's the one that made Ixion believe he had sex with Hera in the first place. As punishment, Zeus lashes Ixion to the spokes of a flaming wheel and causes that flaming wheel to revolve around the universe forever. This sounds like it should serve as the explanation for some kind of natural phenomena, just based on other examples in Greek mythology, but I can't find reference to what that might be, so here, we may just have a story about a fiery wheel with a guy on it for no discernible reason. So Ixion has his punishment, but what about Nephele? Thankfully, the gods know that she did nothing wrong here, though all the same, she doesn't have the best luck. Nephele is impregnated by Ixion, but not with a human-cloud hybrid, which I'd be very interested in hearing about. No, Nephele gives birth to Centaurus. Centaurus is not the son a mother would hope for. He doesn't care much for the rules, nor the laws of nature. Centaurus takes it upon himself to have sex with all the mares on Mount Pelion. Yes, mares, female horses. Centaurus has lots of sex with lots of horses, and thus begins the race of centaurs in Greek mythology. The famous hero trainer Chiron is, of course, a descendant, but he's the exception to the rule. Centaurs, generally, are lawless and violent and entirely obsessed with sex, and not in the good, loving, and consensual way. Centaurs are not great. They definitely take after their father and grandfather. Think about that the next time you think fondly of Firenze. And that, my friends, is a story I've been waiting so patiently to tell, because what do we really want out of Greek myths, if not stories of men getting drunk and having sex with cloud women? Seriously, how did they come up with these things? A cloud? Really? That's wonderful. So ridiculous. Those ancient Greeks make me so happy with their creativity and madness. So, thank you all for listening, and tune in next week for another mini-myth. Just to promote myself once more before I jet off to Athens, if you want to follow me as I tour all the wonderful ancient ruins and tell you fun and fascinating historical and mythological facts while there, please make sure you're following my Instagram. And if you want even more, please consider contributing to my Patreon, where I'll be posting the majority of the fun and educational information while I'm away. There's a link to contribute on my website, mythsbaby.com. You're all wonderful. I'm Liv, and goddammit, I love this shit, and I'm going to Athens in mere days.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.